This is only
we're in.
Holy shit.
You ain't going to bed now, motherfucker. All right.
God damn. Everybody missed a good podcast.
I know. We just finished. We just wrapped up, really. Update. Alex's mom, I just found out, or I just came across from an email that she messaged me on Facebook. So I was like, what the fuck? What's going on? And as I'm finding this out, I'm on the Discord channel with Alex. So he's hearing all this. And I decided to call his own mother. And she was like, well, we'll talk tomorrow. So I was like, hey, just a heads up. Like, Alex is on the phone call. Like, he's in the room technically. You still want to talk? And she's like, no, you know, you guys do your thing. Like, you do the podcast. We'll talk tomorrow. So I'm like, oh, shit, boy.
Yeah, so then I text my mother. I say, what are you talking about with Luke? She goes, mind your business, which is just aggressive. A text message.
From your own
mom. I go, I'm sorry. I thought it was my business. And she just types back the single, ha. Huh.
What does that mean?
H-A, ha. Like, ha, oh, ha. But she didn't care enough to put the second ha.
Yeah, she's like, I don't want to keep this going. Like, I really don't want to tell him. So she's like, I'm just going to end the conversation.
Well, it's almost just like she just went like,
ha. Yeah.
Like, yeah, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, to her own son.
You know what? I called her today. Like, hey, mom. Hey, mommy. Like, what's up? What are you doing? Yeah, I love you. Like, I'll be home soon. Now it's just like, mind your fucking business, you asshole.
Do you still refer to your mom as mommy? Because if you do,
her name is mommy in my phone.
We're gonna end this fucking. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, really. And I think time it'll make a lot more sense.
I mean, most of the time it's like it's mama. If that makes things worse,
you call her mama. Mama's not that bad.
I'm like, what up, mama?
Okay. Well, the way you just said it makes it pretty bad.
Yeah, that sounded a little weird as it was like as I was saying it.
Yo, what up, mama? Like your fucking cat calling a chick on the street. Yo, what up, mama?
Yeah.
Which you have done many a times.
I have not.
You are a chauvinistic asshole, really.
Well, duh.
I'm reading my
email. I don't catcall women.
Yeah, you do. Alex, yes, you've done it while I've been in the car with you, buddy.
That's a fucking lie.
No, it's not. Going down this...
Female viewership is not... No, our female viewership here...
Yeah, you'd always whistle at them and say, hey, yo, mommy! Hey, bitch!
I'm calling girls mommy on the street.
Yeah, bro. Because you thought you were hot shit because you had that truck, remember, with those 30s on it, lifted.
Huh? The 30s.
All right, 36s. All right, 38s.
Are you using the standard system or the metric system? What are we talking
47s.
About?
47s. It was a weird...
Are we talking Andy's higher. Age?
Andy's age, that was good. That was good. But yeah, I'm. What do you think it's about? All right, let's. What are you thinking right now? Your mom wants to talk.
No,
to me.
I've never actually. That is a fat lie. What? I have caught when I was younger.
What?
I don't know. I was saying I have called a woman, on a couple different occasions. But then I grew up and was like, you know what? This isn't cool. Because you want to know why.
Why?
Because it didn't work.
Right. Yeah. Clearly. Who would have thought?
You can't pick up a girl going 35 miles an hour down the road blasting suicide bombs.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Alex, have you grown out of that? Okay. Let's fucking dive into who you are as a person. Have you grown out of like blaring music with your windows down because you think it's cool? And I mean this in a nice way, but not really, because I know you. And I know you think that, like, I really do, because you did it all the time. And I'm like, sometimes
I haven't.
Go ahead.
I haven't grown out of playing music loudly with my windows down. I still do it, and I still enjoy it, because it's just like, especially on a nice day, like, I'll have all four windows down, dude. And it's just, it's a bumping, dude. Okay, it's not so much like, I think I look cool. Or it's just like, it's a nice thing, you know? Like, yeah, I mean, when I was younger, back in like high school, maybe even a little bit out, was like, oh yeah, look at me, like I have a system, I'm a cool guy, like thumbs up, I'm a cool dude. Now more it's just like, I'm just enjoying it. I'm enjoying the day. It's beautiful outside. I want to hear my music, and with all the wind, it makes it harder to hear, so I got to turn it up louder.
Right. I can solve this by rolling up my windows, but I'm not going to.
Because it's a beautiful day outside, and why am I going to waste a beautiful day being fucking pissed off listening to my AirPods and my little Nissan Sentra?
Ooh, that was a jab. I get it. Like, it's a super nice day out, like, especially now that we're in fall. You're like, hey, there's a nice breeze. It's not super fucking hot. And you're listening to some good music, or in your eyes, good music. But it's like, what I don't get
my eyes
is when, like, I get that while driving, right? But then you pull it to a stop sign or like a light or whatever. Like, no one wants to hear your fucking music, Alex. No one.
Okay, so hold on. So you expect me to be driving, get to a stop sign, turn my music down, and then continue driving and turn it back up? What's the point?
Well, that's what makes me feel like you are doing it because you think it's cool. Like, look at me. I listen to folk music. Alex, it's not 2012 anymore. Folk music has been in for a while now. Everybody listens to it, okay, buddy? You're not fucking special.
Yeah, but not a whole lot of people listen to Benjamin Todd. So the way I look at it is like, I'm showing these people better music than what they're listening.
There we go. Exactly.
If I pull up to a stop sign and the car next to me is bumping little Uzi Vert, I'm going to tell them to turn their shit down so I can turn mine up. So that way they can get cultured a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Luke, it's just like, I got to ask you, is it like, do you feel like weird and indie when you pull up in your Nissan Sentra with no tint on your windows and stock wheels with your AirPods in, like your car doesn't have an aux cord?
Dude,
you pull up and you take your AirPods out and you wave your fluffy hair that you got looking like a TikTok e-boy. Then you go in and get your vanilla soy latte with almond milk. And then you put your AirPods back in to continue listening to whatever Joe Rogan podcast you got going.
Okay. Okay. A couple things.
I said a lot there.
You don't know me, bro. Clearly, because I've ditched the AirPods in the car. I mean, for a long time, that's what I did. Because it's just convenient, really. But now my right AirPod has kind of gone out. Like, it's still bumping music, but it's got a little like distortion to it, like a little bit of a cracking. And it's
almost like AirPods are overrated and not worth the money.
I won't object to that because I'm a little pissed. This is the newer version of the AirPods. So this is the AirPods, I don't know, V2 or whatever the fuck they're called. So I got them. I've had them for probably a solid year now because we're in September. And yeah, already. And you have my old ones and they're doing just fine, right? Maybe.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. And so I'm a little pissed that my right one, for some reasons, like, is going out. And I'm like, I paid $250.
These ones did that actually for a while. Like, the right one just stopped. It wasn't as loud. And so it was really irritating because I use the right one the majority of the time because pause and play on.
Me too.
So it got really annoying. And then all of a sudden one day I just plugged it in and it was fucking stupid. And then it switched over to where the left one took a shit. And then now it's back to normal. So.
Can you hear what are the notifications?
I can hear the poodoo, poodoo.
Yeah, it's Discord. Hold on.
How many notifications are you getting on Discord?
Dude, I'm in like so many groups. It's not even fucking funny. Okay. I'm popular.
Okay? Now that's an odd flex. Saying how many groups you're a part of on Discord.
Hold on. Right before Greg came in the chat and we started recording, Alex started just naming off random phone numbers. And I was like, all right, dude, we get it. We get it.
Oh, dude, that would have been awful for the podcast. Like, I'm just putting out all my family members, like, cell phone numbers to
doxing your whole
tens of people. Life. Yeah. Like, we don't have a huge fan base, but there's definitely people out here that we don't know. And so it's just Dad's phone number is this, Luke's phone number is this, Andy's is this.
Yeah, speaking of which, Andy's, I think, address is...
Yeah, might as well just put that out there. Fuck it. Yeah. That way everyone can go and check out his sweet Halloween decoration.
Dude, no shit. No shit. Andy's gone all out, man. Andy, I wish he could be here to fucking speak for himself, but Andy is kicking ass in the old homeowner game.
Yeah, I think everybody who's wondering, I think that's the majority of the reason why Andy can't. He's not here the last couple podcasts. Is he's being a productive adult and actually taking care of his house and
being
an adult in general. And here we are, a bunch of kids sitting in Discord, talking about AirPods of all things.
What Andy hasn't been on the last, just last time, right? Yeah.
No, I think the last two.
No, because we had the sports one.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. That is true. Yeah. Because the last one, the one that just went up, is Spooky Season. If you haven't listened to that one, go check her out. And then it's transitioning. Oh yeah, because it's transitioning back in the world of sports. And then before that was late nights and bar fights. It was just you and I reminiscing.
Late nights and bar fights. That's a good, dude. I have not, and this might be, I don't know. I don't know if it's useful at all, but I haven't listened to it. I haven't listened to. Okay. To just show that I haven't listened, Noah, I was talking to Noah last night, and apparently at the end of season two, like, Andy did, like, a really cool, like, just kind of, I think, monologue at the end of it, and was like, hey, I just, like, you know, thanks, everybody, and, you know, welcome to season, or, like, hope to see you in season three or something like that. And Noah was like, I guess he texted him and was like, hey, I'm getting, like, teared up and shit, or yada, yada, yada. And I was like, dude, I had no idea that he did that. And he's like, what?
I'm
like, I haven't listened since fucking season beginning of season two.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
It's not like I don't want to listen to our own podcast, because I'll start listening to it, you know, like I'll throw it on. And then, I mean, obviously we know what we talked about. So then it's just like watching a movie that I seen that day. Like I watched that movie the day, like in the morning, and now I'm rewatching it at night, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, I, like, in the beginning, it was, like, and even, I mean, especially when, like, Noah told me that, I was, like, oh, you know, like, I would, like, maybe there's things that I'm missing that Andy's kind of, like, putting in or whatever, or just overall how it sounds, but for some reason, I just haven't, and...
Yeah, I'll jump through.
Kind of see how it sounds.
I'll start it, you know, listen to about 5-10 minutes of it, and then I'll go about halfway through, see how we're sounding, and then... I'll jump to the end and kind of see how we wrapped it up. But I want to start listening to them on like 1.5 speed, or even pretty much just like 1.5 speed. It cuts it down by a good majority, but you can see what we're saying. Just so that way I can hear.
Down by half, Alex.
Hey, fucking smartass. I don't fucking know.
I think. Yeah.
I don't think that's true.
I think that's true.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, because you're cutting it down. You're going at 1.5 speed. Yeah. No. No.
Quick math.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, so you said that with so much conviction. Now you're an asshole.
I don't want T to fucking call me out again.
Yeah, the mechanical engineer over here who's a whiz at math.
He's civil, bro.
He's a civil engineer? I thought he was mechanical.
Well, that shows how much you care about T.
I care about T, man. I don't even know what you're going to college for, so give me a break.
Where do you live?
Actually, that's a lie. I do. What you're going to college for?
Massage therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Massage therapy and cosmetic. You're going to do like eyebrows, right? Like threading eyebrows?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. That's what I thought.
Nails.
Going to Paul Mitchell's cosmetology school.
Uh-oh.
Dude, this conversation has literally gone nowhere.
Yeah. So, to keep that going, what's been... Oh, my beer's fucking overflowing. Oh, shit. Drinking an Elvis.
What were you gonna say? Well, those are good beers.
Pacifico. Good fucking beer. I'm just a
sponsorship.
What was that?
Sponsorship.
Swish it.
Sponsorship.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Let's get a sponsorship from El Pacifico.
Dude, I'd be down.
Anyway, what were you going to say?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Something.
You said something about this conversation, and you're like, yeah, to keep that going. Like,
yeah.
I forgot. You were going to make a point. Well, man, you know what?
I was.
Dude, I bought these lights.
Oh, that's cool, bro. Really cool. All
right. Man, you know what? I'm just trying to bring any kind of content to the table here.
I get it. You want to talk about fucking being a TikTok star looking
You
fucking phony. You're a phony, Alex. You're a poser, really.
TikToks. I'm gonna start making TikToks.
I think you could. I think you'd be good at it.
Dude, I think we could make some funny ass fucking TikToks, honestly.
You could lock it up. You could hit the renegade.
Lock it up.
You know?
Renegade. Yeah, totally, bro. Like, I could do the whole, I got long hair that's kind of parted down the middle.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure I have a couple floral shirts. I have a chain. I have tattoos. I have glasses. Only thing I'm missing is a jawline, but that's, you know, whatever.
Ooh, yeah. That's going to take a couple months.
It's going to take a couple views away. But, you know, as long as I can hit the whoa. I'll be all right.
Okay. This is the beauty of this podcast, because we had no itinerary, we had nothing, and we're going off the cuff. But in all honesty, I don't think I've ever asked you this, but do you think I'm just going to pose the question as simply as I can? Do you think you'd be funny? Speaking of jawlines and all that stuff, that's what made me think about it. Do you think you'd be as funny if you were skinnier, Alex? Or do you think part of, because you are a funny guy, okay? I don't think you're that funny. Other people tell me you're funny. but
okay.
Do you think you would be as funny if you were a skinny fella? Or, you know.
So you mean like that I've always been skinny, or that like I get, like I am how I am now, and then I get skinny?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So if you just lost 100 pounds, let's say. Or let's be honest. If you lost 200 pounds, then you would look pretty all right.
Dude, if I lost 200 pounds, I would be like 60 pounds. The plan is the same plan that it's been for like the last 4 years. To get to like 200 pounds, that's the goal. Losing the weight right now, I think I would still be the same person for the most part. I'd have to change up my jokes a little bit, but personally, some of like the hardest hitting jokes that I've ever told have just been like off the cuff, kind of like
self-deprecating.
Add on, no, not self-deprecating, but just like, it's situational, or like we're talking about something and I add a joke or whatever. And yeah, sometimes like, yeah, it is a little self-deprecating or whatnot, but. Most of the time it's like, I don't know, like I'll make a dumb reference or some shit. That is usually when it's pretty funny.
Right. But I mean, like, do you think there's any connection between, right? So like, you know, being the bigger kid, like, and I say all this cause, in reference to a podcast I listened to, one of the guys, Toby, that's on there, he's always been kind of a bigger guy, or he was a fat kid in high school and stuff. And he's a funny dude as well, and he thinks that a lot of it is due to, because he was a bigger kid and he felt self-conscious and whatnot, he felt like he had to be a funny kid. That way that they're laughing with him and not at him, because he's different than the rest of the classmates or whatever. And
I never looked at it as deep as that, you know, like, oh, if they're laughing with me, like they're not laughing at me, because I never felt bullied or anything like that.
WWE shirts in middle school. Okay.
The only person who bullies me for that is you, fucker. The only person who ever bullied me for that. So regardless, it's like, it was more so like I wasn't overly good looking and I wasn't athletic. So it was either like, and I wasn't a super cool guy because I was wearing WWE shirts and fucking jean shorts. And so it was either be funny or not, or just plan on not having friends. I chose the funny route. So,
right, that was your avenue. Yeah.
Yeah, that was my avenue to like start gaining friends, kind of be quick witted, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, like right in line with this, you know, as I was telling you before we started recording, I had a mutual friend over, our friend Gatlin, and we were talking about you and, you know, being in Texas and whatnot. And I was, you know, we were talking about him because he's just recently been in a relationship and it's going fast. And, you know, shout out to Gatlin. Good on him. But he was asking about you and relationships. And he's like, yeah, man, like he's just so easy to like, he's just so easygoing and he puts himself out there. And I'm like, see, he does, but at the same time, he doesn't, you know,
100% like, not. Alex
is super like, I don't, you would want him at a party because you feel at ease. Right.
Uh-huh.
But when it comes to him or you pursuing chicks or somebody that you have an interest in,
It's definitely a lot harder to do that. I don't know, man, like going to parties or going to clubs and stuff like that. It was never, you know, I don't have a hard time relating to people. Like I stay enough up on sports so I could have a talk with a sports guy, or I stay enough up on like new music to have a conversation with the music guy, or, you know, I have a conversation with whatever girl and like,
right.
Most of the time, especially with like the females at a parties, it's to get along with them is you gotta make like you can't hit on them. You know, if like that's what helps me out a lot with like going to parties. I think me and you know, like going to parties or going out clubbing, it was like have the intentions of going out and trying to hook up with females. Like all we wanted to do was go out, have a few beers with some buddies and dance.
Right, because it's so obvious. Like a prime example, not to cut you off, but like last time that me and you were together out at like a club down in Reno. Mm-hmm. With our boy Stin, shout out to Austin. He never listens to this, but whatever. Remember that group of girls that you all bought shots for that you regretted the next morning because it was like $60 or $40, whatever.
Yeah.
But remember when we were all dancing, you know, with our group and whatnot, and then we look over and there's like that group of girls, and then there's just these fucking dudes just on the outside, like. Trying to make their way in, you know, just and like it was so obvious that they were trying to get with these chicks and it wasn't working. They were kind of, you know, closing them out of the circle. And then here you come, you know, because you're not trying to, right? If it happens, it happens. If you get a chick's number, it's going to happen, whatever. But you weren't trying, you weren't being creepy. You weren't being, you know, a typical dude at a nightclub.
Exactly. And it's like that gets you in with, you know, The females there because it's just like, hey, you're dancing, I'm dancing, like, I don't really give a fuck, whatever. And then, you know, with the guys, it's, you know, every guy at a nightclub for the most, or a lot of guys at the nightclub are like, you know, the whole, I'm not fucking doing that, and someone bumps into me, I'm fucking hitting them. It's just like, guys at nightclubs are just way too fucking aggressive off the fucking bat.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So it like
if they don't have a girl and they show up and they're like, I'm gonna try to find a chick tonight, like, yeah, good luck.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if you want to go to a nightclub and try to, you know, get lucky, that's kind of what they're for. So, you know, all to you, but it's also don't get all pissy with me because I'm dancing in the group of girls that you want to talk to. I'm like, you think I'm being a cock block to you because I'm dancing with them.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's you know, back to, I guess, the root of this. It's just like being funny just gets you an in. I mean, if you remember back to 2017, the slaughterhouse night where we went to the haunted house on Halloween, like how we were just a little bit. Yeah. Infamous night. We just, you know, I was a little drunk and I just made all the friends in the line, and we ended up having drinks with them and hanging out with them, all because like I was cracking a couple jokes. It was just like, there's advantages to being at the moment. Yeah, you had some extenuating circumstances going on, so you know. But yeah, man, like just being funny has always been the I don't know, man. I've never really considered myself the funny guy. I just happen to tell a joke or two that people find funny.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. Neither do I. And I lived with you for years, okay? And I definitely didn't. But for some reason, people who barely know you think that, yeah, you're kind of funny sometimes, or, you know, people listen to podcasts. And so, but I thought there, you know, maybe there was something to talk about there. But yeah.
Yeah.
I need to pee. So fucking talk.
Yeah, Tomas is FaceTiming. Tomas is actually FaceTiming.
All right, get him on the pod.
Okay, on the pod. Let's see. What up, brother? Oh, you know, recording the podcast.
Oh, shit.
Now you're good. You're on it now.
I love y'all.
All right, love you, brother. Did not want to be on the podcast. I'm not sure what he needed. What'd you say?
Rob.
What? You're drunk? This is all just dead space here. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and he's going to have to cut.
Talk about.
Cut this shit out as I zip my fucking zip. Fuck.
Yeah, he did not want to be on the podcast.
No, yeah. All I heard was, what's up, brother? Hey, man. Yeah, I'm recording the podcast right now. You're on it right now, actually. And then just, I love you, brother.
Oh, shit.
And then that was it.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, you're on it right now. And he just goes, all right. Yeah, I don't want that. All right, I'll talk to you soon. Ooh. Oh, shit. Okay. Thank goodness I didn't put your number out to the world.
Are you getting disowned from your family?
I have no fucking clue, like, what's going on. Like, my mother's texting me, my brother's FaceTiming me.
Right. Let's connect the dots, okay? Your mother wanted to talk to me in secret, in confidence, and then your brother's trying to FaceTime you, maybe give you a warning, or maybe give you, hey, this is what's going on. And you're like, hey, you're on the podcast right now. And he's like, oh, fuck that. Like,
I don't want to be associated with you.
Yeah. This is too heavy for a podcast. This is some serious shit. I think you're about to get kicked out of your own fucking family, Alex.
Yeah. For all your probably, honestly.
Terrible tastes and everything. That's what it is. They got through season two and they're like, holy shit, our son is a sack of fucking dicks. He really is.
Yeah, exactly what it is. But speaking of poor taste, we're going to go, let's get into. Into a movie review, man. I just watched One Who Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Okay.
I know we talked about that a little bit earlier today, but now we actually have time. People come to us for our takes on stuff. You know, people can come to me for like food takes. You know, they're like, Alex, you know good food, bro. Like, I'm in this city. What should I get? You know. I just have that knowledge, you know, with good food. They come, you know, they go to Andy for filmmaking, you know, like, Andy, like, I want a movie with good cinematic shots, man. And you're the photographer, or Andy, like, I need photos taken, you know, I'm going to come to you. And they go to Luke and they're just like, Luke, you don't do nothing for me. It's like, yeah, that's it. So, you know, let's,
fair enough.
I mean, whatever you can add is whatever you can add. But yeah, one flew over the cuckoo's nest with Jack Nicholson was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say that word, and I try not to use it as much anymore. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, that is 100%. That is your go-to. Fuck it. I'm sure I have go-tos. I mean, maybe I should listen to the podcast just to kind of figure out what that is.
But, yeah.
Yeah, that is – you like that word. You really
do. I do like that word.
But yeah, no, it is a great movie, huh?
Oh yeah, man! Like, you know, the character Jack Nicholson plays and how well he portrays, I guess, kind of the off the wall crazy guy, and then you got Chief, the guy who you think is dumb and deaf the entire movie, and then he just has juicy fruit out of nowhere, and then he can fucking talk. And that was actually a pretty pivotal scene in that movie. I probably shouldn't have given that away. Spoiler alert. Yeah. Dude, I'm going to be honest. I don't know how much longer we're going to be able to record, because so far it has been ass.
Dude, I love it.
I love it.
How's the audio?
I mean, you're sounding fine. Am I sounding fine to you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hello. I'm all good over here.
Okay. Well, yeah, and this might be just fucking... a botched this episode. That's fine.
Yeah, this may have to be like a scrap episode that we keep just in case, and we may have to try to record something later on in the week.
No. We're gonna release this, and just we're gonna name it a fucking botched episode, or in the notes, or because I don't think it's been that bad. I mean, you know,
a guy to the trash.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not been bad. I mean, we've had some good conversations so far, but I don't know, man. Like, I am burning up in this fucking corner, and so I'm just not. And I was almost asleep when you fucking texted. So,
is this all a setup for you to say your 90 degree angle line, there, buddy?
God damn it! Yeah, that wasn't on recording, was it? Shit, dude. The folks listening, I told a hilarious joke. How I was hot. Oh, like, why? I go, I hate where I record. Like, it's so hot. He goes, why? And I go, because it's in a corner. He goes, and I go, and it's 90 degrees.
Yeah. You know, at second thought, we're going to scrap this fuck. We're going to scrap this whole goddamn thing. Yeah. It's
hilarious.
If we release this, I mean, our careers are over, okay? Our great and, you know...
Yeah,
podcast.
My reputation as that funny guy, Alex, is ruined off of that one joke.
Yeah,
be like, Alex used to be kind of funny, and then he made a really dumb joke on his podcast, and he fell off.
Yeah,
but yeah, this is going to be a short one, and
no, it's not.
Rap.
I got an idea.
Okay,
we're gonna go through your chicks. We're gonna go through Alex. Alex's experience.
Bad idea. Bad idea.
Opposite sex motherfucker. Come on.
That's a terrible idea.
Dude, you want to talk about funny? That's fucking funny. Okay. Let's
start
at the top. What was your first girlfriend, Alex? Oh no, we have talked about this. We've talked about Rihanna, whatever. Let's talk about your approach to women. There we go.
Oh, is awful. It is awful and misguided.
Mm. I couldn't agree more. I like to think back to Pizza Hut, you know, as Alex.
Oh, dude. Yeah, man. Yeah. So, like, we used to go to Pizza Hut, Luke and I, quite a bit in high school. At least, like, once a week, I'd say. And we were regulars.
My saying, or, like, I had really no say in it, I should say.
Yeah, because I always drove.
Yeah.
It was like, I'm hungry. Oh, yeah, I could eat. All right, Pizza Hut, let's go. Mm-hmm. And there was a good-looking girl who worked at Pizza Hut. And looking back, like, she was definitely probably, I'd say, like, 18 or fucking 16. And so, you know, we're sitting there having pizza, and I go, you know what? I'm going to leave my number for her. Never works, but it's you know, it's like, hey, maybe it will. You know, what do you know? And so... left my number, and obviously didn't text me back, or didn't text me, didn't call me, nothing. So I was like, okay, whatever. And then we go back to Pizza Hut like a week later, and she's our waitress again. She sits us in the exact same booth, and I go, you know what, same scenario as last time, I'm gonna leave my number again. So I did. Yeah.
It became like next, we're just gonna, a thing, keep it going.
Yeah, how many times can we leave up my number for this girl before she texts me and says, stop leaving me your number, right? And I think it got up to, like, 8 times. Like, 8 times we left my number for this lady. poor Pizza Hut waitress. And yeah, love was lost, and nothing ever came of it.
Yeah, and that's not the only one. Okay.
There were the other waitress too. I left one. Oh, do you remember that time in the Burger
King? That's what I just said. Yeah, let's not forget Burger King, okay?
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, I didn't hear that. But yeah, the Burger King. It was me, you, and Emily going through, and it was Caitlin. And Emily goes, "Oh yeah, no, her super nice, like super nice family, you know."
Let's specify. So Emily was my girlfriend.
I'm not going to say her last. Yeah. And then
Caitlin was a girl that we went to school with.
I did not know her at all. I'd seen her. I figured out later on I had seen her before, but up until this point, I do not know any. I don't have any recollection. I'm like, oh, she's really pretty, and Emily's like, oh yeah, super nice family, super religious. I go, you know what? I'm gonna ask for her number, and so she hands out the food, and I ask for her number, and she gives it to me. But guess what? It was a fake number. But then, and that was during the summer between junior and senior year.
Yeah.
And what, first day of school rolls around, first class we got, we're in the same fucking class, bitch. So yeah, fake number you gave me, now is backfired on your ass because I sit right next to you in English.
awkward year.
Yeah, and then I ended up working with her dad too, which is really weird.
Yeah. And then... and then we moved to Reno.
And, yeah, we sure did.
Again, kind of same scenario. Alex is like, dude, let's get some Del Taco. I love Del Taco.
Oh, yeah.
We go to Del Taco. The fucking, you know, same old routine. You know, giving the girl his number through the drive-thru. And I think there was...
Yeah, we went through. I was, like, gonna do it. And I didn't tell you. So... yeah, we went through and I was like, damn, I should have asked for her number. All right, fuck it. We're going to go back through. So then we go back through and so I tell him, I was like, yeah.
Because I have a.
I did go inside. Yeah. I did go inside and she gave me her number and we texted for a couple times and then nothing ever came on, obviously.
Yeah. And it was awkward every other time we went after that.
Yeah, but she didn't work there very much longer. Oh, dude, did I ever tell you about that that Subway girl?
No.
There was a girl at Subway. I went to Subway an unhealthy amount. Like, Subway's supposed to be healthy for you, but I went too much. And there was a girl in there who always, I thought, always flirted with me, right? Looking back, probably, maybe not. I don't know. We ended up trading numbers one day. We texted back and forth and, you know, I'd made plans to hang out and then it fell through. And then... made plans to hang out this next time and she's like, yeah, just meet me at my friend's house, like we're gonna hang out. And I was like, okay, cool. And I go over there and it's just the two of them on like a Tuesday night. They're just fucking rips off the bottle, they're snorting lines, and I'm just like, what is happening?
Wait, hold like, on, hold on.
Yeah,
wait, yeah. Maybe you haven't told me this story. Are you saying that? Or maybe I missed something. They're not doing lines in Subway.
I show up. No. This is at the girl's house, friend's house. And so I show up, really nice house,
yes.
Like,
yes.
In the middle of this beautiful suburb. I can't remember where it was in Reno.
Yes.
But so, and then I knock on the door and she's like, oh, like, come on in. And it's just the two of them. And yeah, just, they got a bottle of vodka and they're just going, dude. And the girl's like, I'm 18. I just started as a stripper. Like, I'm doing my dream job. And then just, like, just ripping lines off of the counter. God damn, what did I walk into?
You're like, oh, okay, you working at Subway makes a lot more sense now. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that one, I hung out for like 15 minutes and I was like, hey, I gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, are you sure? Like, I thought we were gonna hang out. And I'm like, no, we're not. I gotta find a new Subway. So thanks. And yeah, didn't go back to that Subway for quite a long time. She don't work there anymore.
Right. Okay. So now let's transition into your Subway story of that same Subway.
and the race war that happened.
The race war? Yeah, dude, the race war at Subway. So there's a Subway on Audie Boulevard. If you're in Reno. Used to be open 24. Audie's an awful street. It is not a good street.
No.
And the Subway on Audie Street was open 24 hours a day. And I'm going to tell you now, if you're at 3 a.m. and you think I could go for a Subway sandwich right now, you're wrong. Go home.
Yeah.
You don't need a Subway sandwich at 3 a.m. I went and it was like 11 o'clock. And I pull up and I'm on the motorcycle. So I pull up and hop off and do whatever. And I go inside and the Subway was right next door to a Salvadorian restaurant. And it's all over the place. And it's popping at 11 o'clock. Families everywhere. So I walk in, and Subway's a happening place at that time as well. So there's a Mexican family in front of me. There's a black dude and two white girls sitting behind the counter. And he's making sandwiches or whatnot. And he asked the dad. He's just pretty much like, "What do you want?" And dad was like, "Oh, like I'll have this." He goes, "We're out of it." Oh, then like just being a real asshole about it. And I can't remember his name now, but he was a nice guy to me every time I went in. And so dad starts getting pissed. The mom in Spanish pretty much says, "Hey, let's go." And in Spanish, he says, "Fuck this N-word. Like, let's get the hell out of here." And the N-word is pretty like
noticeable.
It transcends languages. Everybody can hear it.
La Negra or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. You may get canceled, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Job.
That might be right there.
Yeah, so then he gets all pissed, and he starts coming around the counter, takes off his Subway shirt, takes off his Subway hat, talking about, "Fuck you, you spick, this and that, wetback mother," starts going off. And now the dad, who is a very much suburban Mexican dad, has a sweater vest on, he has glasses. He's like, "Oh, like, hold on. Like, Gato Negro has got some balls on him, you know?" And so it spills outside of the Subway. I still haven't got my sandwich. So it spills out of the Subway. And now it's in front of the... Can you hear me enough?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Now it's in front of the the Salvadorian restaurant. So now all the Salvadorians are interested. Like, "Oh, what's going on out there?" And now they see a black guy yelling at a Mexican guy. They go, "Ah, La Raza, we got to back him up." Well, then the fucking restaurant empties, dude. There's not a vacant seat in the house. Everybody is now outside. And so now the black guy's yelling at the dad, and this big-ass Mexican dude walks up, starts yelling at him, N-word this, N-word that, like, "You need to get the fuck out of here," you know, all these racist slurs toward him. The black guy starts throwing up his hands, and out of the fucking shadows, and that's not like, it was dark. I'm not saying that because they were black. Four black dudes just run up out of nowhere. And I'm like, "Oh shit, man. Like, we're about to have a scene out of fucking Prison Break." Like,
yeah,
what's going to happen here? Then, and I'm like, I'm the wrong skin tone. So I need to fucking figure my shit out. Cause I'm on the side with the most people.
Yeah.
There's also five angry black. I need to, you know, figure out what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Then, you know, I go up to the big Mexican guy. I start telling him to calm down and blah blah blah. Start trying to relax, you know, get him to calm down. And now the subway employees are out of there, and they're trying to calm the black dude down. And there's one like smaller black guy that's really overhyped to be a part of it. So he's like, "Come on, motherfuckers! Like, come on!"
Yeah.
And I just tell the dude who are you here with? The Mexican guy. And "You're my wife and my son. He's disrespecting me in front of my son," and blah, blah, blah. And I pretty much told him, I was like, "Look, you're either going to fight the guy and get arrested in front of your son, or you just get a little disrespected and go home with your son and wife." "Yeah, but fuck this guy and fuck that and blah, blah." And then all of a sudden, just like four cop cars just boop, 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 all pull up, dude. Pop out like, "What the fuck is going on around here?" And the black guy just immediately runs to the cop. And, he's like, "Hey, man, these Mexican motherfuckers came in my store and started shit and this and that. And they threatened me." And I'm like, "You lying ass motherfucker. Like, that's not what happened at all." Oh, The cop sees me. He's like, you know what happened? I was like, yeah, I know what happened. Pulls me aside. He's like, what happened? I was like, Mexican dude wanted the sandwich. Black guy didn't have the sandwich. Mexican dude said, let's get the fuck out of here. Black guy said, get the fuck out of here. Mexican guy said the N-word, and now we're here. So pretty much what happened. He's like, all right. He goes, I'm not going to arrest anybody. This happens a lot. Like, yeah, I don't doubt it.
He's like,
go ahead and go home, man. You're good. Yeah. And he knew the black dude by name. Whatever his fucking name was, he rolled up. He's like, what's going on, man?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, either he's been arrested by him or, like, this happens a lot at this site.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much was almost a part of a race war and was a little bit part of stopping one.
Right.
So, good times at Subway all around. There was a transvestite that worked at that Subway, too.
Yeah, I remember. I met her.
I went back in.
Okay.
That trend, yeah, she was something else.
What was
trying to use pronouns here?
Was it a woman trans?
No, it was a guy going into a woman very, very poorly.
Okay,
so we lived there 4 years, and this was like we had just moved into that place on Whittaken.
Oh, we were there 3 years.
I had been going there for. I lived in Reno for 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, this is year number two. We had just moved into the place on Whittaken.
Right.
Start of year number two. And I'd gone to that Subway quite a few times before that. And I walk in, and I was dealing with another customer. She just goes, oh, Alex, like, shit, he's been coming here for like a decade. Like, I know exactly what he wants. And he, like, tells the girls behind the counter to skip everybody else in line and give me my sandwich. That was really cool. But I was like, bitch, a decade ago, which I was like, I think I was 20 at the time. I was like, I was 10 years old a decade ago. What are you talking about?
Right.
But, you know, I don't know. But yeah, that Subway is Subway's a part of me, dude. That Subway is... A lot's happened at that Subway.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just thinking as you were saying that, just all the stories that we have from Reno. And we've touched on them, I think, throughout the episodes and whatnot. But I don't know if it's up to you if we want to tell the story of the infamous, you know, month that you had, or the 2 weeks,
you know,
there.
I'm gonna say, let's leave this on a cliffhanger and just let everybody know that I almost was not here because of how bad of a time I had.
Yeah.
Luke, this podcast would not be. I think we're gonna leave it on that cliffhanger because I think Andy should be here for that story. That's a good story for all of us.
Yeah. We'll have to set it up.
Let's leave it on the race war.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, man. I'm going to hop off. I got to try to get some sleep for work.
What time is it over there? 10?
10 o'clock. Yeah, 10 o'clock.
Fair enough. You want to real quick just shout out to Terrence for that great phrase that he says.
Yeah. There's a guy I work with, an older gentleman by the name of Terrence, who's a very, very knowledgeable man in the trucking business. And, we're sitting there one day and we're all bullshitting about whatever we're talking about. And this guy brings up just a weird, I guess, hot take that he had. And she just lays this dollop of knowledge on all of us, a dollop of wisdom. He stands up, he just goes, you know what, bro? Shit, man, what you eat don't make me shit. And I don't think there's a better way to say to each their own than what you eat don't make me shit.
And on that note, good night. I love you, and we'll talk soon.